usually we think of drug war as a euphemism about war, but it really connects with the energies, the ideology of war so strongly. I'm tempted, by the way, to read some of the stories, the little news flashes that you include in the book, actual cases of here's what happened to this person. Some of them are so ghastly, and you say, how can you possibly do that? And of course, the answer is, if someone's operating out of one side of their brain with a war metaphor, that's how they can do something so completely horrendous. Can you talk a little bit about the connection between our way of thinking, our left brain way of thinking, and the war mentality and the drug war?
Well, the drug warriors have a noble goal. They want to protect people from doing crazy things that hurt themselves and hurt others. And so they set off with good intent and a focus to stop this problem. The easiest way to do this, certainly the quickest way to do this, is through war. That's what we've been taught. If somebody won't do what we think they should do and they're causing problems, we feel that we are forced to do something, to force them to behave in the manner that we believe would produce the best outcome. So that's the good intent of the drug warriors, but they're so focused on this one goal and they believe it's so important, they don't care what else happens. Now, this is a tremendously important thing to protect our kids, so we're just going to do whatever it takes to protect them. So they start putting them in prison, and so we end up, the United States imprisons a larger percent of its population than anyone in the world, and it's mostly because of the drug war. And they don't want to look at the problems they cause. I heard Ron Paul once said that he hated drug use, but the drug war caused five times as much damage. And so when you look at it that way, you say, well, drug use is bad, but am I going to choose something that's five times worse? And so you got to make these choices, but people don't want to make these choices. And certainly the people in power don't want to give up their jobs. There again, if they were to really look at science and look at this issue in a rational, honest way, they would find that they have made little if no progress in the drug war. And the main result is to fill our prisons and destroy many lives. It's a matter of the left brain wants to focus on the problem, and it wants to apply war and aggression as a solution. That's just the way it's designed to be, and it just needs to be moderated by the right brain, by compassion, by looking at the context, by looking at the whole of what the war is doing. There are many aspects. I pointed out many in this chapter, but one that should put a chill in everybody's spine is the effect the drug war is having on terrorism. The drug war is funding terrorism. By and large, it's probably the largest funding source. That alone is a major reason to bring much of the drug war to a halt.